This is Dr. Anita, and thank you for joining me again for another Diamond Moment. As we know, diamonds are produced through time, heat, and pressure. The situations of your life have actually brought you to the place that you are right now so that you can utilize everything that you've encountered, both negative and positive, to move you forward into where you want to go in your life. We've talked about coincidence. What is a coincidence? Or if there is even a such thing as coincidence, or maybe are you being led by that which is greater, God, Creator, Source, Universe, Spirit? Are you being led into your destiny? So it's very necessary, and as we said in the last episode, to be able to listen, to be led by within. I talked a little bit about what it feels like to be led from within, to understand that there are different ways that as you grow and connect more to the spiritual side of yourself, as opposed to being only led by what's taking place outside of you, but then learning to be led by what's taking place inside of you. We talked about comparing things and making sure that when you're feeling as though you're being led by something, you're being led in the light of love, not in a hate, not in a fearful way. Many of the things that we see taking place in our society today are based in fear. And we know if we will lean on the truth of Scripture, that you can't be perfected in fear. Fear does not perfect who you are. It is love that perfects who you are. And so as we're looking at being led from within, and also evaluating how the external plays into that leading, I wanted us today to look at one of the biggest factors in being led, and that's, who do we trust? Who do we trust? Are we trusting what's inside, or are we trusting the voices, possibly, of the people that we are around most frequently? I want you to examine, again, everything that we do is based off of challenging, limiting beliefs, challenging, limiting concepts, the things that have held you back, and really critically evaluating, where do I go? What do I do to be able to reach my highest and best in this life? So many times we're trusting people, and we do that out of habit. We're habitual creatures, and we just go the same way and do the same thing because that's always the way we've gone and it's always what we've done. But we have to begin to question and look around. When we're looking at the people that are around us, and I'm not saying that you automatically begin kicking people out of your life. I've been around this person for so long and they're this, that, and other, and I'm getting rid of them. Sometimes that is appropriate. And other times it's not. We talked about people being with us for a reason, a season, or for a lifetime. Sometimes people are around us while we're going through something. There's a reason. Sometimes they're around us in a season of our life, maybe in our teens or as young parents or as newlyweds. And we have friends that are around us that are also young parents or newlyweds. And so we're together because we're learning together how to operate within that scope of being. But then there are also people who are just around us because they've always been. And whether or not their entrance into our lives leads to life and that more abundantly, or whether they tend to be that person that is around us that kind of changes the atmosphere. They are people maybe that complain a lot. Then whenever you're with them, it's always something wrong. There's always a problem. They're always having some type of a controversy that's taking place. You know, we don't always have the ability to have everything that we'd like to have, maybe financially. But there's sometimes that people are around you and they consistently address and talk about lack. They don't have what they would do if they did have. And so when we're looking at this and we're understanding that maybe we're trusting our life's dreams, our goals, our desires, that which is our destiny, with a person who does not have the tools to be able to help you, that sometimes the people that we are around determine how high we can rise. There's an expression that says water seeks its own level. If you take one body of water and introduce it into another body of water, it will either bring up that which was down or bring down that which was up. It levels off. And so when we're looking at where we are and wanting to achieve the highest and best for our lives, we have to look around where the people that are around us and what type of people these are. Are there people that are always confessing sickness? Are they always confessing that they're afraid of something? Are they reluctant to move forward in life because this might happen or that might happen? Are they just like trouble ridden? It's like there's always trouble. Every time we talk to each other, there's trouble going on. Is it some people that are just have confusion around them, that it's just always a turmoil going on around them? When you look at the people that are around you, do they have other long-term relationships? Are there other people who have spent a large amount of years in connection to them? Are these the type of people that pretty much nobody likes but you? That they don't get along with anybody? They have made themselves or inserted themselves into your life, but pretty much nobody else wants to be around them. If you're having or finding that you may have a thought or something that you're really excited about, and then you share it with them, that somehow or another, they're able to throw the water on the fire and just put it out. And if you're finding yourself around these types of people on an ongoing basis, I want you to ask yourself, why do you trust them with what is most important to you? Why are you taking your dreams of success and presenting them to a person who does not operate at that level in their own lives? Why are you doing this? Do you expect them to change? Do you feel as though maybe if you share your dream with them, they'll catch on and somehow or another they will have a dream of their own? Have you entrusted them with that which is precious, knowing that they are the type of people who stamp on and wipe out the dreams of others? If you're doing that, I want you to look at yourself. I want you to look at what it is that is in you that's causing you to present that which is most precious in your life to a person that you already know does not appreciate, will not appreciate, but will probably cause you to back away from your dream, your goal, and your desire. Again, we talk about challenging limiting beliefs and ideas because the only person that can do this is you. You can't expect someone else to come along and float your boat. You're the one that has to do that. You're the one that has to protect that which is precious. When we have a baby, we don't just hand our baby to anybody. We want to make sure that that person is equipped. Hold his head up. Don't just let him flop. Are you sure that you have him securely in your hands before I take my hands off? But yet we will take that which is most precious to us and put it in the hands of somebody that's just as likely to drop it and leave it down there as they are to not be able to even recognize the preciousness of what you have put in their hands. So I want you to begin to look at these relationships. How have you viewed them in the past? How were these people that you've known just for so long until you just automatically continue to position yourself within their scope? Are these people that are you just met and so therefore you haven't had the opportunity to even find out what they're really about, and yet you're already entrusting them with that which is most precious to you? If you're introducing people into your life that have not been vetted, so to speak, you don't really know anything about them, but yet you have given them the keys to the kingdom of your life, then you have to ask yourself, why am I doing this? What am I trying to get out of this relationship? Am I looking for someone to validate who I am, what I want to do, where I want to go? Why am I insecure and so insecure that I'm presenting that which is precious to someone that I know that can't appreciate it? Do I really want to succeed, or am I looking for a way out? Ask yourself and look around you. Who do you trust? Why do you trust them? And what do you trust them with? These are questions that you must ask yourself. How long have you known them? What have they shown you to be true in the years that you have known them? Can you continue trusting them with what is precious to you? Do you really want to succeed, or are you looking for a reason why, as they will tell you, is not going to work? In order to be what you've never been, you have to do what you've never done. In order to have what you've never had, you have to do and be something other than what you've always been. It's a point that we all have to look at. And I hope that you will utilize the information that you're gaining in your own journey of discovery of who you are and what you want to be in order to get to where you have to go. You always have to remember that becoming who you want to be is a process. Evaluating who's around you, what's taking place within you, and what it is you eventually want to come out with is a part of that process. You have to be able to objectively critique your own self before you can evaluate the actions of someone else. I hope that this has been helpful to you. I want to ask you to, if there's anything that you'd like to ask me, I make myself available to you on Wisdom. You can ask questions. You can go there. You can. We will be doing some live talks very soon. You can connect with me. I will answer your questions, and those that I feel I don't have enough time to give a full answer, I'll probably cover them here on the podcast. Please continue to stay with me. I need your support in everything that I do. You can also get in touch with me on Fanbase. I do have a new YouTube channel, and on there, I want you to be a little patient with me because I'm developing some things that I think will be beneficial. I don't want to rehash the same information. I want you to be able to get a different understanding on some different things. From time to time, I do raw diamond segments, and I think that will be the way that we begin to go on our YouTube channel, with raw diamond segments, so that we can look at what's taking place around us right now in real time and evaluate what that has to do with us, what we need to gain and gather from it, and how to make our lives better. This is Dr. Anita. Don't forget, you must invest in yourself.